Yehudin Mishnah Yisrael Perik Gimel Mishnah Zion. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rosh Hashanah Shoyeyore Shema Tisaber. Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael, when the people were worried that Mabel they'll make Rosh Hashanah the next day. In other words, it was Lamed Elul, and the Edom didn't come yet. They're not for sure that Bezdin would make today Rosh Hashanah, and they're worried maybe first Edom will come tomorrow and the first make Lamed Aleph of Elul into Rosh Hashanah. So Loch is now Miss Orev Odim Shnei Reuven. Person has the right to put down two Erevs, Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Yemen make it tonight and make a condition like this. A Ruvi Barishon Lemizrach. I want the first to say Lamed of Elul. I want to be able to go on the east side of the city. Uvasheni and Lamed Aleph Elul. I want to be able to go Lamarav on the west side of the city. Rosh the opposite way. Barishon the first day Lamarav to go to the west side of the city. That's the side my Erev should be Chal on. Uvasheni, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, La Mizrach, I want to be able to go to the east side of the city more than 2,000 Amos. Or else he can make a Tanai, a Ruv of a Rishon. I want the first day to have an Erev to go one side. Uvasheni, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Kibne'ir, I want to be like the people in my city that have a right to go 2,000 Amos on any side of the city, not one side specially. Or else, a Ruv of a Rishon, the second day I want the Erev to be Chal. Uvarishon, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Kivne Iri, I should be like without an area of Tchumim outside the city on one side, but rather have a right to go any side of the city, 2,000 Amos. So this is a view, the Shita, that when we keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, each day is like a Kedusha by itself, and therefore you can make two separate areas, one for the first day, one for the second day. And it says, V'lo yehoidu lechacham, the Chum did not agree to Rabbi Yudin, they all know that 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is also considered like Yom HaRichtadam, like one Kedusha, and you cannot make two separate errors, but one error works for both days. The Mishnah Ches, V'yoyid Omer of Yudah, Yudah said another Kiddush, that Mas Na'odom Al HaKalkola, the person can make a condition in order to be able to be Mafresh Trumas and Maisris, if he has a basket, let's say, of fruits that grew in Eretz Yisrael, so the Chivtek of Trumas and Maisris. And we know that on Yom Tov, it's also in the Rabbanon to be Mafresh, to take off the Trumas and Maaser. So again, we have these 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. He also can make a condition like this, the Yom Tov Rishon, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, making conditions say like this. If today is Yom Tov, then you don't want to be Mafresh today. But if today is Choyol, then you want the Afrosha to be Chal today, and you'll eat it first tomorrow. And that's the Mishnah says, Mas Nodem Al Kokola B'Yom Tov Rishon, and he could eat it on the second day. The Gemara says it means that you have to make this afrosh on both days. The first day you make the afrosh and say, if it's choyel, the afrosh should be chal. If today is Yom Tov, then you don't want this afrosh to be chal. Then you do the same thing on the second day. And the Tzad said the first day was Rosh Hashanah, so the second day is choyel, therefore you have a right to be mafshir on the second day. So a manashach on the second day, you're allowed to eat it. And v'chein, the same thing of Yud holds. Beit such an old Rishon, you have an egg that was born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, is the Yochel B'Sheinach, the Monashach, could not eat it on the second day, because the old 1 day is, it's a Sophic Rosh Hashanah, these 2 days. 1 day is Chol and 1 day is Yom Tov. So the Monashach, by the second day, you're allowed to eat this egg. But again, for Lo Yehoidu Lechacham, the Chum do not agree, and they all know that these 2 days of Rosh Hashanah has a din as Yom HaRichtadami, they both have a din of Kedushim with Rabbanim, and therefore you cannot eat it, not even on the second day. Mishnah Tes, Rabbi Doisa ben Hurkinus Oimer. He says like this, that Oivel of Neateva b'Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, the Shliach Tziva, the Davins for the Yomid on Rosh Hashanah. Oimer, he says like this in Tefillah, Hachlitzeinu Hashem Elokeinu es Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, Im Hayom Im Lamachor, that he has to speak out during Tefillah and say, he mentions Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. And also, he makes like tonight, the 2 days, and say, if today is Rosh Chodesh, then today should be it. Im Lamacha, then tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Or Lamacha, when the same thing is the same thing again tomorrow, that Im Hayoim, Im Emesh, if today is the real Rosh Chodesh, then today should be Rosh Chodesh. And if it was yesterday, I did not mean it for today. But you make it on a condition. And the Mishnah says, V'lo yehoidu lechacham, the Chum do not agree. And the Gemara says, they argue in 2 points. That first of all, there's no Tanai. And secondly, they hold, we do not mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Since we say Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, the word Zikaron goes in Rosh Hashanah, and it also helps for Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is also called a Zikaron. So therefore, we hold one time we mention Zikaron, that helps for both, for Rosh Hashanah and for Rosh Chodesh. We do not mention Yom Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, now at the Perek Revi, Mishnalef, Mi Shaitziyu Goyim Ayruach Ruah. We know there's Alocha, there's such a thing as Tchum Shabbos, but you're now allowed to walk outside the city 2,000 Amos. Let's say Goyim, though, picked you up and carried you, took you outside by force, like Bakorchom, that took you outside the city more than 2,000 Amos, or else Ayruach Ruah, and let's say a shade. You got like something grabbed hold of you, you lost your mind, and you walked outside the city more than 2,000 Amos. So Alocha is now when you become normal, or the Goyim leave you there. So you find yourself now outside the city 2,000 Amos. Halacha is Ein Lo Ela Arba Amos. You only have a right to walk 4 Amos where you are. Since you went out Chutz L'Tchum, that's the Din of Rabbanan, you cannot walk now more than 4 Amos. Herziru, let's say the Goyim brought you back. So then, Kilo Lo Yot, it's like you did not leave the city, and you have a right to walk around the whole city and to go out of the Tchum as if you were living in the city the whole time. What's going to be though, let's say the Goyim took you out of your city and they deposited you, put you down in another city. Or else, Nesanu Bedir, they put you into a big caged like place that has four mechitzas around there. A Bisar, a big corral where they keep animals, but it's a big place that has mechitzas around there. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Ben Azar, Yomim, they both say that Malachas Kulei. And now that the Goyim put you down in another city, and Rashi says it means it has a mechitza around the city, or else they put you into this mokum that has mechitzas, so even though it's much wider than 4 Amis, there's so areas considered like 4 Amis to you, that you're allowed to walk around this so area, since you're put inside a mokum that has mechitzas. However, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, they both say no. Ein lo yela 4 Amis. You only have a right to walk 4 Amis, since you're outside the tchum of your city, even though you're inside a mokum that has mechitzas, still, you cannot walk more than 4 Amos. Now the Mishnah says, Maisa, what's up in the case, Shabo mi Prandisin, that they came from this city, this place called Pravadisin, Fif Ligo Svinosa Mayom, and that the Svina left town on Shabbos. In other words, the Jews came on the ship before Shabbos, and then the ship took off on Shabbos, went Chutz L'Tchum. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, Hilchu es Kula. They yelled, even though the ship now on Shabbos goes Chutz L'Tchum, still you're allowed to walk all around the ship, because the ship has mechitzas. It's like learned before, if you're in a place that has mechitzas, you can walk all around it. It's like Dalar Amis. However, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, Loi Zozo mi Arba Amis, they yelled, no, that you're not allowed to walk outside your 4 Amis. Sherotzul Achmer al Atzman. They wanted to be Machmer upon themselves, to be knowing not to walk outside your Dal Rams. Even though you're in a mokum that has mechitzas, still you should not walk outside the Dal Rams. And the Gemara explains that the pshat is they want to be machmer, that even though Mikra Din, they hold in a deer and a seer, you cannot walk, but a svina really would be better. Because since a svina is always moving, so it's like you don't walk out of your first Dal Rams. But still they want to be machmer on themselves not to walk more than Dal Rams. Mishnah Beis, Pamachas, it once happened that the Chachamim were on the ship and Nichnasu L'Nomul Atche Choshcha. They did not come into the dock until it became Lel Shabbos, the first came in on Shabbos. So Amru Lel Gamil, the Chachamim said to Rav Gamil on the ship, Ma'anu Lerut, are we allowed to go off the ship on Shabbos? In other words, is it considered that we came from Chutz L'Tchum, that we can't walk more than Dal Namas? Amal Lehen, he said back to them, Motorim atem, yes, you're allowed to leave the ship on Shabbos. Why? Shekvar hayisi mistakla, look through my, the Gemara says his binoculars. Vayinu b'toich ha-tchum ad shelo chashecha. He knew that even before Shkia came, they were already in the tchum of the city. So therefore, they were kaveya the shvisa there. And therefore, they're not going chutz l'tchum. They're allowed to walk around the whole city. They can leave the ship on Shabbos.
You're up to Mishnah Gimel. Misha Yotze Brishus, somebody who had permission to go outside the Tchum on Shabbos, let's say went for Bezdin, for Kiddush HaChodesh, to be Edis, or else to save somebody from a fire, or else for the army. The Omruloi, and when he was going on the road, people told him, Kfar Nase Maisim, like the Edim already came to Bezdin, Bezdin was already in the Kiddush HaChodesh, or else they saved the army already. So Now he stops where he is. So loch is, even though he went outside of his tchum, yesh lo yalpayim am lecharuach, where he is right now, he's like being kind of new shvisam, and he has a right to walk 2,000 amas from where he is right now. In other words, this is a kula midrabbanan. Since he went out for shus, we give him a new din shvisa where he is right now. Even though usually when you go outside of the tchum, that's it. You can't walk more than dalad amas. But here that you went out for shus, we let you go another 2,000 amas from where you are. Let's say really you're still in the tchum of your city. So the locher is kilo layot, it's like you did not leave your city, and you have right to walk back into the city, and you have 2,000 amis from all sides of the city. And this is the klal, shakol hayot, some lahas, whoever goes out to protect somebody, he went out for his shoes to protect, so chayzulim kum, they have a right to come back into their place. In other words, this is like another kula over here, that if they went out to fight, so they have a right to come back to their place, and the Gemara explains the means, even with the Kli Zion, the army man goes out to fight on Shabbos, so they're allowed to come back with their guns. Mishnah Gimel. Mi sheyoshav baderech. Let's say somebody went to sleep on Erev Shabbos in the road, and it became ben hashmoshes, and he was still sleeping. The yomad, and he wakes up now. Varo, and he sees varehu samach lir, he's near the city. Like he was traveling to get to a city, and he went to sleep Friday afternoon, and by the time he wakes up, he sees he's near the city. So lochur is hoyav loyosak avnosam akach. Since he did not have in mind, like, to go to the city, Salochur is lo yikonis, he's not allowed to go into the city. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. In other words, since he did not have in mind to be kohen shvi'is in the city, therefore we say rather he's kohen shvi'is exactly where he is right now, and he only has a right to walk 2,000 amos from where he is right now. Rabbi Yudah says no, yikonis, he has a right to walk into the city. Because like I said, Anan Sadi, even though he was going there, just he fell asleep. And it's for sure, if he would have known that he's near the city, he would have for sure had in mind to be kind of shvi'is in the city. Therefore, Rabbi Yudah says he has a right to walk in and have a din as if he was kind of shvi'is in the city, could walk 2,000 amis from any side of the city. Rabbi Yudah says, Maisi once happened hoyo, but nichnas Reb Tafan b'loy mischavin, Reb Tafan also was sleeping in the road, and when he woke up, he saw it was Shabbos, and he found out he was in the tchum of that city, so he has a lock as if he was kind of shvi'is, he had a right to walk into the city and be like Anshei Iran. Mishnah Dalet. Mi sheyoshan baderech, somebody went to sleep on the road on Erev Shabbos. V'lo yodo shechosheichin, he does not know that it was dark, because he woke up after Ben Hashmashos. So the question is he kind of shvi'is at all? So it says, yesh tlayap ha'imam l'choruach, yes, he's still kind of shvi'isam. And he has a right to walk 2,000 amis from where he is right now in any direction. These are the words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. The Chacham say though, Ein lo yela arba amis. No, he only has a right to walk 4 amis. Since he was sleeping, did not have in mind to be kind at all. He's not kind of shri, so he can't walk more than 4 amis. We have Lezer, and Lezer says, he's in the middle of these 4 amis. We need to say he has a right to go 2 amis to the right and 2 amis to the left. Rabbi Yudah, says, no, he has a right to choose whichever way he wants to walk, he can walk 4 amas. Rabbi Yudah agrees, though, but once he chooses one road, one way, that's the Dalad Amas, he cannot retract and go the other way, Dalad Amas. Mishneh Vav. Hoyu Shnayim, you have 2 people. Miktas HaMoisev Shalzeh, Betoch HaMoisev Shalzeh. Like 2 people that were outside the tchum, and each one only of them has 4 amas to walk. That's all. Let's say they're both sleeping outside, and according to Chum Shita that you're not kind of shvi'is, so they only have right to walk dalad amas, and they're exactly, let's say, 6 amas apart. So each one shares the middle 2 amas. They both share. That's called miktas amoisu shazer b'teir amoisu shazer. So loch riz mevi'in v'yechlem b'yemtza. Both of them are allowed to bring their food into the middle 2 amas and like eat together. Obavad providing though, shelo yoytzizeh mitorch shelo l'torch shechaveroi. The one on the right side cannot take the food from the middle one, from the left side one, and bring it all the way to his end 2 amas. Because that's called he's taking it out of the tchum of the owner. Like the owner only has a right to walk 4 amas, not 6 amas. So his food cannot be taken out from his 4 amas. And it's the same with the other way also. What's going to be Hoyish Leisha? There were 3 people there. V'hem Tsoi Muvla B'neim. the two out ones were 8 amos apart, and in between there was one that had in the middle 4 amos. So loch is who mutteri mohen. The middle one is mutter teeth, but the outer two, because out of his 4 amos, 2 was in the right side and 2 was in the left sides. Vein mutter mi mohen. Those two were also mutter with him. But ushnei achitzonim, the two outside people, asurim zem zeh, they cannot carry food from one side to the other side. Because they go both of them by them, since they're like 8 amos apart, their 4 amos do not meet one with the other. So the right side food cannot be taken to the left side. Amr Rabbi Shimon, Shimon says like this, L'mah adav adem, what is this like? L'sholosh chatzeros, you have 3 courtyards, one inside the other. That hapsuchas luzu, they open up one to the other. Hapsuchas, each courtyard also opens up to Rishos Rabim to Rishos Rabim. So you do not have to walk straight through, but you could walk. So loch is like this, Ervu shtayim imhaim soyis, the outer two chatzeros made an erev with the middle one. The loch is he muteret simon, the middle one is muted to take out things to the right or to the left, and v'hein mutar simoi, they're mutar to bring their kelim into the middle one. But u'shtayim machitzonis, the two outer side chatzeros, is asurim zum zu, you're not allowed to take a kli from the outside chatzer, the right side chatzer, and bring that kli into the left side chatzer. That's this halacha also, that the two outside ones are asurim zelazer, but the middle ones are mutar. Mishnah Zayin. Mi shabo baderech v'chosh shaloi. Somebody was walking on the road Erev Shabbos, and he was trying to go home, and he didn't make it, and he got stuck on the road. So he's outside the tchum in the city. V'yamakir ilon. He realized, he recognizes a tree down the road. Like God, he recognizes a wall down the road. V'yom, and he says, shvisasi tachtov, the may ashibikarin shvisa, underneath that tree, which is exactly 2,000 amas from where he is. See, if he would be kind of shvisa there, it would be great. He could walk there, from there, another 2,000 amas to get home. So the Mishnah says, no, lo yomaklom, he did not say anything. The Mora says, because he was not Messiah shvisos, he did not speak out clearly which dalad amas underneath the tree is he kind of. What's going to be if he said, though, shvisos bikara, should be kind of shvisa by the ikar of the tree, by the bark of the tree? That's called the Mokka Mesuyim. Then we know exactly which dalad amas you mean. Therefore, the loch is mahalach mimakam ragla. You can walk from the place where your feet are, the yadi koroi, until the ikra of the tree, which is apayim amo. On the ikra from the ikra of the tree, the yad base to your house, apayim amo. Nimtza comes out mahalach mishachashrech. You can walk from evening arbas alofim amo. You can walk 4,000 amas. Mishneches. Let's say walking down the road and you do not recognize the tree down the road. Or you do not know clearly this halacha that you're allowed to say your shvisa should be down the road. For Yomer, instead you said, shvisasi b'mkoimi, I should be kind of shvisa right now where I am right now, bin ashmashais. So halacha is, zochaloi mimkoim alpayim amalacharuach, agulas, yes, he's kind of shvisa where he is, and he has the right to walk any place around him, 2,000 amas, as if it's a radius of a circle, 2,000 amas all around him. These are the words of Rabbi Chanina ben Atignas. However, v'chomer v'chom say, merubas, no, we give him this alpayim amas, as if it's a square. We make a square, 4,000 amas square around him. Ketav the merubas, like a plank, a piece of wood that's square. Kedei she'en nisko l'zov, he gains on the deal, and now if he wants to go diagonally, he go more than 2,000 amas. Because we know it's an extra 2/5 of an amma. So therefore it could go much more than 2,000 amas diagonally. Mishnah Tes. The Zuhi Sha'amru, this that was said, the Chum say, that Ha'oni Mora Baraglav. An Oni means the person that's on the road right now, he's traveling, he doesn't have any bread with him. So he has a right to make an Erev Kasei Shvisasi B'tachti, in the place where he is, that's called Mora Baraglav. Now, Oma Rabbi Meir says back, Om Rabbi Meir, Onu Os Ein Lonu El Oni. He holds only an Oni. The Chomer Oni make of an Oni could be make an Erev with regal. But if a person that's an Osher means if you're back at home and you have bread, you still want to walk outside the city to be kind of Shvisa there, you can't be kind of Shvisa without have to put pass. Because Rabbi Meir holds the Ik Erev is through a pass. You're only make of by an Oni to go there with his feet. Rabbi Yudah says, Echad Oni v'Echad Osher. It doesn't make a difference whether you're Osher even though you have pas in your house, still if you want to walk outside the city and be there, ben hashmashos, you can be kind of shvisa there. Because if you do the opposite way, that the yik eruv is beregel. Loy omru marvin bapas was only said they could use a pas, el lohof and alosha, it's a kula. That if you're rich, you don't have to walk out shlo yetzi v'yor baraglov. That you do not have to walk outside the city to be there with your feet. But it's enough to send the pas to send your bread there before Shabbos. But that's a kula to say you can be kind of shvisa with your bread. If you don't, the yik eruv is beregel. Therefore, Echad Ashir could make an Erev Tchumim just by being the Baragloi Ben Hashmashas. Mishne Yud. Mishne Yod Salelach Bir. Somebody was on his way traveling to go to the end of the city, like Shemorvim bought, that he had in mind to put an Erev down at the end of the city or to be there for Ben Hashmashas. Ve'achziru Chaveri, while he was going on the way, people stopped him and said, listen, it's rainy there, the bad weather, don't go there. Salach is who mutalelech. Tomorrow, this person is not to go there, because since he was on the road, was on the way there, he's sitting like an oni. And if he said like he had daft to be kind of shvisa there, therefore he could be kind of shvisa there. But the chol b'nei'ir, the rest of the people in the city are asurim. The rest of the people in the city is sitting like an oshir, and they cannot make an erev there unless they put a pas there. Since they did not put a pas down, their bread there, they cannot be kind of shvisa there. Divrei Rabbi, these words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, Ko shuyochel orif, lo erif, harezer chamo gomel. Any person that could make an erif, but did not make an erif, he's stuck in between. And the pshat from Rabbi Meir is, we have a suffix where he was kind of a shvisa. Again, this person was holach the derech, he went onto the road, but he did not speak out clearly, he wants to be kind of shvisa at the end of the road. And then he went back home. So according to Rabbi Meir, it's a suffix whether he had das to be kind of shvisa at the end of the road, or that he have das to be kind of shvis in his house. Therefore, we have a suffix where the Erev is, and therefore he has to be machmer, that he cannot go more than just in between his house and at the end of those 2,000 namas where the Erev would have been if he would have das to be chal over there. Mishni b'mashenk, and according to the Tanakam review, do we say no, that since he was a hechzik b'derech, he for sure had das, even though we didn't speak it out, it's considered as if he had das to be kind of shvis at the end of the road, and that's where he would be kind of the shvisa. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Mishi Yotze Chutz L'Tchum. Somebody went that walked out on Shabbos outside the Tchum of the city. He went more than the 2,000 Amas. Afilu Amachas, even he only walked one Amar outside the Tchum. He did it b'mezid. So Halachar is lo yikonis, that Halachar is now, you're not allowed to come into the city, you can't walk back into the Tchum. And you only have now 4 Amas around where you are right now. And even if these 4 Amas like come into the city, we do not let you go further than these 4 Amas. Reb Lezer says, Shtayim. Means if you went out of the Tchum 2 Amas, so he owes a locha yikonis. You're still allowed to come into the city. 2 Amas outside is not so, 2 Amas outside of Tchum, you can still come in. But Sholosh lo yikonis. If you walk 3 Amas outside the city, that's it. Then you're not allowed to come into the city anymore. That's called you went chutz l'tchum. In Allah, we do not pass like Reb Lezer, but this sheet there is that a person has 4 amas, means 2 amas this way, 2 amas that way. Therefore, 2 amas, he still has the right to come in. Now the Mishnah says, Mi sheherchech chutz l'tchum. Let's say somebody became shkia time. After shkia, he was outside the city, he was chutz l'tchum at the beginning of Shabbos. Afilo ama achas, even though it's only 1 ama outside the Tchum of the city at the beginning of Shabbos, still lo yikonis. He has no right to come into the city to become like Bnei Iroi, but rather he's kind of shvisa there outside the city where he is, and he only has the right to walk 2,000 amis from where he was kind of a shvisa, from where he was at the by Ben Hashmashas. Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Leimer, Afilu Chamesh Esra Yamis, no, even though he's 15 amis outside of the city, the Tchum of the city, still, Yikonis, he has the right to come inside the city. What's the reason why? Shein hama shoychois mamtsin esamidos b'fnei hatoyim. That the people, the surveyors that first put out the Erev, they were not medagged, they did not put it exactly at the end of the 2,000 Amis, because people may make mistakes. So they always bring the Tchum in a little bit, like 15 Amis inside. So therefore, if you're only 15 Amis outside the simon, the place where they say is the tchum, so you're still really sit inside the tchum of the city, therefore you would be allowed to walk inside the city. Yeah. Now we're up to Perek Chanishi. Mishnalef, Ketzad Ma'avrin Esorim. How do we make an Erev? Ma'avrin means, how do we measure the tchum of the city around the city? Like, where do we start counting the 2,000 Amos from? From which house at the end of the city do we start counting it from? So it says, what's going to be by the boundary there, let's say on the east side, so bayis nichnos, bayis yoytse, one house there comes in, one house goes out, and there's not a straight line on the east side or any side of the city. Or else pogam nichnas, pogam yoytse, means there's a pogam is also, there are like migdol, like towers sticking out, so one goes out, one goes in. Or else hoyish sham gedudiyos, there were like mechitzos, there were like walls that were broken down, but some walls were still up. Gavoyis asar tfachim, there were tall ten tfachim. Or else gesharim, they had bridges, and there was a little house where they collected the fee from the bridge. Or else on the foshas by the Beis HaKvaris, there was also a binyan abayis built over there. Sheyesh ben Beis Dira, these things have a Beis Dira, so these things also extend the city that we first start counting the 2,000 Amos after these Adirois. Therefore, how do we measure? So the Mishnah says, Moitzien es Amida Kenegdon. We take the string to make the straight long, to make the east side of the city after the last house that is extended. And from there we try and square it out to make it like a perfect square. Kedeshia Niskeres Azovis. That'll gain even the way of the corners. Like this would just be round. It's only radius all around of 2,000 Amos, not more. If you make it into a square, you gain the going diagonally on the corner to the corner of the square, it's really going more than 2,000 Amos. So whenever you make the tchum, you always make it a square, murubas, and not a circle around you. So the kids, any house that sticks out, as long as it's not 70 Amos away from the last house, so the string that we go straight along to make that line, the tchum, first starts from the extension of the uttermost house on that side. We draw a line straight across as if that's the end of the city. And from there we go further, 2,000 Amos. The Mishnah Beis. Noisnen karfeif leir. When you start measuring the tchum outside the city, you do not start from the last house of the city, but rather from the last house, we give the shear of a karfeif, which is the shear of these 70 amas and 2/3 of an amma outside the city. From there, we first start counting the tchum. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. However, v'chomer v'chomer say no, that le'omru karfeif elo ben shtei ayoros. It's only a question when you have two cities, one next to another. It's a question, could we combine them to make them into like one big city? So then the Chum say we give a karfeif like outside one city, and outside the next city, we give them a karfeif. Right, the Mishnah says, in Yesh Lezu Shivanam Avisharayim, Lezu Shivanam Avisharayim, is I say karfeif Lishtayim Lias Kachas. And then these two karfeifs, we give each city one, it makes both cities like one. In other words, or just one city by itself, when you want to measure its Chum, you start right outside from the last house, you start measuring its tchum. That's what the tchum hold. When do we extend the city to give it another 70 yamas outside the city? That's only a question of combining two cities together. If you have two cities and there's only like 141 yamas in between them, that's 70 to this one and 70 to that one, 2/3 to 70 and 2/3 to each one, then we combine them and make it like one big city. But if you have more than that in between, then each city is like itself and start counting its own tchum right outside the city. Mishnah Gimel, V'chein, the same thing applies, Shloshe Kfarim HaMishloshim. You have three, like, towns, which are like a triangle. Like a triangle away from the other. So it's like this, Im Yesh Ben Shnayim HaChitzonim, Meya V'Yaboyim V'Yechor HaShlish. If there's in between the right one and the left one, again, you have one on top in between them, but between the bottom right and the bottom left, there's only 141 and a third Amis. So then also, I'm sorry, this middle one, Eshlosh, to make like all three cities, Lios Kech, become like one big city. The Tchum first starts counting on the right side from outside the right city, and the left side outside the left city. So Gemara explains what we're talking about over here is like this, that the city above could be very wide. Now, the space below, between the two bottom cities, is wide enough that if we would bring that top city down in between them, still then, there would only be, that's like 70, like 141 amas on one side between those two cities, and 140 amas on the other side between the other two cities, they'll be mitzarif to make them all like one big city. But like now, this third city is above the triangle, in between the bottom two cities are very, very far. There could be even a few hundred thousand amas in between. But as long as if we would look and consider the top city being brought down, how much space that takes up, then how much leftover space would there be between the two opposite cities? If between the right city and the middle city would only be 141, so we connect them to make them like one city. The same thing between the left city and the middle city would be also like that. We would connect all three cities to make them like one big city for the Tchum, that you can walk through all these three cities, and first outside them, then we start counting the Tchum of Shams. Mishneh Dalet. Ein Moidedin Ela B'Chevel Shechamish Amama. When you go outside the city to start counting the Tchum, the 2,000 Amis, so we measure it with a rope that's 50 Amis long. Loipachos V'Layosah, they should not use shorter than that and not use longer than that. But this is a good measurement that you can stretch it out to get the exact measurement. If it'll be too short, you'll stretch it out too much. If it'll be too long, you won't be able to stretch it out enough. So when you measure it, you have to use a rope 50 yamas long. All right, turn over to one on the other side. Rav Mishnah says, when they do measure with the rope, so you have one person this side, one person the other side, 50 amas away, so they have to both have to hold the rope next to the opposite the, by their heart. So this way, it'll be a perfect measurement. Lafuki, not to be one by his foot and one up by his head, rather both should be holding it by their hearts. Let's say while they were measuring it, there was like a hill downwards. Lagai means like a valley, like a hole in the ground, or the god, or else there was a fence coming up. So mavliya, you can include it in the regular measurement of the 50 yamis that you have the string. For chayzla midas, and you go back to the regular measuring. In other words, push what the Mishnah means, let's say there's a hole there, and one person standing on one side, the other one on the other side, the string of 50 yamis goes across, so you can measure it still with the string of 50 yamis. So we do not have to measure the going down and going up, but just we go straight across on top. And the chiddush here of chayz lemidasa, go back to your regular measuring, means even in the case where in the middle where you want to measure it, it's wider than 50 yamas. If you go along all the way on the right side, there's a place there that it's not so wide, and there you can measure with the string of 50 yamas. So what you do is you go all the way down to the side and measure it with the string of 50 yamas, which goes over this hole, and you measure there, and then continue on measuring, and when you finally go through the whole hole, then you come back to the place where you want to continue on going straight across. That's the lashon of mavliya v'chayz lemidasai. What's going to be a gilhor when you're measuring, you come to a high mountain? So also mavliya v'chayz lemidasai. If you could have one person on this side, one person on the other side, and it's not 50 yamis wide, so you do not have to measure going up and going down, but just measure going straight across as if it's only the level of the ground of the mountain. But the Mishnah says, but providing, if you have to measure this mountain, and like now it's too wide, so you want to go on the side of the mountain and go way further outside the Tchum, and that's the way you'll measure it, that's no good. Because once you start to go outside the Tchum, even though you only want to measure it and then come back in again, we're afraid people will think that the Tchum goes as far as you went. So therefore, if it goes chutz l'tchum, you cannot measure it like this. The work you have to do, like we'll soon see. The same thing in Maina Yochlav Liyoy. Let's say the mountain is more than 50 yamis, or else it's less than 50 yamis, that you cannot be mavlid, you cannot get it in one 50 yamis rope, you cannot measure it that way. So then, in this such a case, Omer Reb Doistor, he says, Bar Rabbi Yannai, name of Rabbi Yannai, son of Rabbi Yannai, Mishum Rameya, name of Rabbi Meya, Shemat, you heard over, Shemekad Rim Bahorim. A Lashon Mekad, like you make a hole in the mountain. The Gemara explains it means you have to measure the slope going upwards and the slope coming downwards. And how do you do it? You gain a little bit. You do not have to measure directly straight all the going up, but rather you have one person standing and he holds the string by his heart, by his lathe, and the person going up, four amas up, he holds the string by his feet. So you gain a little bit, a half of the half the height of a person. So that's a little cool we have by measuring this tchum, which is only midrabbanan. But the Gemara says, but we have to measure as in orah miklat, whereas nisadi within the raisa, then we don't have this cooler, then we have to measure the string, stam going straight up and then coming down. Mishnah Hey, ein moidedin elemen amuncha. When you measure the tchum, it has to be done through a bucky. A person knows how to survey, knows how to measure karka. Mumcha means a person that's a bucky knows how to do it. What's going to be ribo lamakam echad umiyat lamakam acher? Let's say on two corners of a city they made the tchum, and one measuring came out a little bit longer than the other side. So we go lekula and give the longer measurement. That's the size of where the tchum really ends. So that's called shemim lamakam shriva. The same thing, ribo liyechad umiyat liachar. Let's say two people measured it, and one person came out, this is the end of the tchum, and another person came out a little bit further. So again, shemim limruba, they go after the one that said the longer the distance, we go lekula and say the distance of the tchum is a little bit longer. Now the Mishnah says, afilu eved, even the neved, afilu shivcha, ne'monim lemer, the belief to say, ad kan tchum Shabbos, this is how far the tchum Shabbos goes. Shloyom l'chom etzadav l'hachmer, elo l'hokil. Meaning to say, since this is to walk outside the tchum of Shabbos is only an issa the Rabbanon, therefore the Rabbanon went lekula here to believe even a eved, even a shivcha. There we believe them when they say that they saw the way a mumcha measured the tchum, and up until here ended the tchum, so we believe them. The mission of ir shel yochid, a near that belonged to a yochid, meaning there's not that many people living there. V'nasis shel rabim, and later a rabim came in there. It was meant to be used by a lot of people, that's 600,000 people. Halacha is still marvin is kuloi. Let him make an Arab around the whole city, and there's no chumim midrabbanan to leave over something. Since at the beginning it was called the ir shel yochid, it's nicker, it's still called shel yochid. What's going to be though with shel rabim? Let's say the ir was first an ir shel rabim. Means it belonged to a rabim, there were rabim there. V'nasa shel yochid, then later the people moved out, and there's only a small amount of people there. Still the takon applies of ein marvin es kula. You allow a lot of bimar of the whole city at one time together. Elim came unless also chutz lo kir chadosh shabuda. You have to leave over outside it a city, a near chadosh like Yehuda, mean to say sheyesh b'chemishim durin divi Reb Yehuda. These words of Reb Yehuda that you have to leave outside the city or a part of the city outside of your eruv, left over without your eruv, has to be at least 50 people. And Rashi explains the pshat is if you have a ir shel rabim, if you put an eruv around the whole city, people will think like you're allowed to carry through shus rabim. They'll forget about the pshat of an eruv here, and they'll think it's time you're allowed to carry through shus rabim. See if there are bonim at the corner that you cannot put the eruv around the whole city, but you have to leave part of it outside the eruv, as if to say so people remember there is an issa not to carry on Shabbos. So how many people do you have to exclude from the eruv? So if you do, it has to be 50 people. Like this ir chadosh shev Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, Sholosh chatzeros, shel shnei batim, is enough to have three chatzeros, and each chatzer, two houses open up to it. That's enough. But Allah, we hold even a kulam, that even one chatzer with one bias is also considered a shir. Mishnah Zayin, Mi shoy b'mizrach, somebody was on the east side of the city, let's say, V'yomar lebnei, told his son, Orav libamarav, I want you to make an error for me on the west side of the city. Or else the opposite way, b'marav, the person now is on the west side of the city. V'yom lebnei, told his son, right before Shabbos, Orav libamizrach, go put the error outside before Shabbos on the east side of the city. So it depends. Im yesh hemenu lebeit, let's say it's like a triangle. So now where the person is right now, u lebeit se'apayim amas, there's 2,000 amas to 1,000 amas, he could walk home now, the beginning of Shabbos, but from where he's standing right now on the east side of the city to where he told his son to put it on the west side of the city, he's more than 2,000 amos away from that. So then the halacha is muta l'veisa, he's allowed to walk home to his house, but v'yosa l'ruba, he cannot go to where the Erev is, because the Erev is more than 2,000 amos away from where he's standing right now. So pshat is the Erev where his son, where he told the son to put it, is not chal. Now the svara is, it's a numdin alai, we know for sure, on the tzad, that is not chal, he would want to be home for Shabbos. So he says, tzid as if he had us, that the Erev should be chal in his house, therefore his mutter to go to his house, and from there, he could go another 2,000 amos. What's going to be le'ruvei apayimama? To where his son put the Erev down, he's less than exactly 2,000 amos away. Well, the beisa, but to get home to his house, yosem mikan, it's more than 2,000 amos away. And so now it's the opposite way. Also the beisa, he's not allowed to go to his house because that's more than 2,000 amos away. But a mutter le'ruvei, we say no, he has not. He wants the Erev where his son put it down to Vichal, so Chod should go 2,000 amos there. Now the Mishnah says, Anoisenes eruvei bibu rishalir. Let's say you put down your Erev in the Yibur within the first 70 yamas of the city. So Lachar is lo yosav lo klum, you didn't do anything. Because anyway we first start measuring the tchum of the city outside the Yibur, outside the 70 yamas. So you put down the Erev inside the 70 yamas, you don't gain anything. It's like you did not do an Erev at all. What's going to be though in the son of chutz l'tchum? You put your Erev down outside the tchum of the city. Or Mora says it means outside the Yibur of the city, afilu amachas, even one amor outside, then the klal is ma shaniskarhu mafsid, what you gain on this side of the city, to be able to walk more on this side, you gain on the other side. In other words, let's say he puts his Erev like 100 amos outside of the Ibur, so he starts counting the 2,000 amos from there, so he can go an extra 100 amos this way, but he loses it the other way of the city, because the other way of the city, he loses 100 amos, he can only go 2,000 minus 100. So he gains on one side, he loses going the other way of the city, the other side of the city. Yeah, Mishnah Ches. Anshe ir gedoyla, people living in a big city, mahalchen es kol ir katana. They're allowed to walk through the whole neighboring city, a small city. So the case we're talking about now is that the small city is like swallowed up in the tchum of the big city. In other words, people living in the big city, they're allowed to walk to this boundary, and from there another 2,000 amos. So the small city, let's say, is only 1,000 amos away from the big city, and those cities is only 500 amos wide. So that whole 500 amos wide is in the 2,000 amos of the city, so therefore, you're allowed to walk through the whole small city. And it's only considered like 4 amos to the big city, and they don't lose that chum, like they walk up until that city, and then the whole 500 amos is sitting like dalad amos, and outside that 500 amos, they continue counting another like 500 amos to be mashlim, their 2,000 amos outside their city. But v'ein anshir katana, the people living in the small city, they cannot malchum gov, it's called yirgadelu, they cannot walk through the whole big city, but rather they can only walk, they're a pay mama, that's all. They can only walk 2,000 amos outside the city. So that chum, the 2,000 amos end in the middle of the big city, they can only walk until there and not further. Ketzad, the Mishnah explains, Mi shoye bir gedola, somebody who's in the big city, v'nosa nesaruba bir katan, and he puts Erev chumim in the middle of the small city. Or else bir katan is somebody living in the small city, v'nosa nesaruba bir Gedol, and he puts his Erev now, his two sudis, in the big city. So Lachar is Mahalach as Kula, he can walk through that city, whichever city he put his Erev in, that whole city is like his Dalad Amos, and he can walk through that whole city, for Chutzlan, outside the city, Alpayimam, he can walk outside the city, another Alpayimam. We have Akiva, and Akiva says, Ein lo yelo min kaim Eruvei Alpayimam. No, you only have right to walk from the place where your Erev is, 2,000 Amos. Like even though the people from the small city put the Erev down in the middle of the big city, see, hold, it's not considered now that your mamish in that big city. And therefore, the whole big city is not like your Dalad Amos. Rather, wherever you put your Erev down, from that mokum you have a right to walk 2,000 amos and not more. But Allah is not like the Bekita. We hold, if you put your Erev down in the middle of the city, you're kind of shvisa there, so the whole city is like your Dalad Amos.
And outside that city, that's when you first start counting your 2,000 amos.
Mishnah Tes.
Omer Lema Rav Akiva says, Iyatem Moidinli, don't you agree to me, Benois Neruvi Bemor, somebody puts his Erev in the middle of a cave, Shein Loi Nimkai Neruvi Elopai Mama, that you only have a right to walk from the place of your Erev 2,000 amos. And we do not consider the whole cave like your Dalad Amos. Omer Loi, so Rav Akiva said back, Eimosai, when was this said, the Chum said back to Rav Akiva, Amosai, when do we agree to you, Bizman Shein Bodurin, if in this cave people do not live there, then it's not considered like Dalad Amos. Abel, but in case we put it down in the city, that Yesh Bodurin people live there, then we say that whole city is like the Dalad Amos. Malach Eskulik walked through those city, V'chutz La'atzar Rapai Mama. Nimtza comes out, Kal Mitoicha Mi'agaba. It's more kal, it's more lenient inside than on top of it. In other words, if you put Yerev Begav inside the Mor, inside this cave, there it's, or Teichoi, there it's a Mokam Dira, so you have the whole Mor, and outside it, another 2,000 Amos. If you only put Yerev down on top of it, there it's not a Mokam Dira, there you start counting Yerev from right there, not further. Now the Mishnah says, Ulamoide Shamru, that do we say when you start measuring out your 2,000 Amos past your Yerev? Noisim Loi Alpayim, Shafilu Saif Midosa Kola B'mora. Now the Pshat in this Mishnah is going to Chomin. Even though the Chom argued on Rabbi Kiva and said if you put Yerev down in the middle of the city, that whole city is like a Dalad Amos and you first start counting your Tchum outside the city. But here's the opposite way. Wherever you put Yerev down, you start counting now 2,000 Amos. Well, the Moedim means you start counting from Yerev 2,000 Amos. So even though your measuring ends in the middle of a Mor, in the middle of a cave, and even though that cave is a Makam Dira, still you cannot go throughout the whole cave. You only have 2,000 amos from the place where you put down Yerev, and not an amma more, you can't go further than those 2,000 amos, even though your 2,000 amos end in the middle of a Makam Dira. Well, the Moedid, here you only have 2,000 and not more. Yeah, Perek Shishi. Mishnah. Hador im Hanokri Bachotzer, if a Jew lives with another guy in the same chotzer, oy imi sheinu moideber, else you live with somebody that's not moide, does not admit to the loch of an erev, like a kusi, or a kaifer, so hareza oysra lov, they ask the one on the other, that now the Jew cannot carry out from his house into the chotzer, because there is another person living in there also. So even though he's a guy, still the Tanakam holds, they ask the one on the other. I mean, divur of Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Aymano, it depends. The Yoyim Amein Oyser, just one guy with one Jew did not become Oser. The Jew could still carry out from his house into the Chotzer. Achiyu Shnei Yisrael Amoysim Zealzeh, until you have to have at least two Jews living together. That these two Jews ask the one or the other without a Erev. Then if there's a guy there, the guy also asks on them. And then the Pshat is an Erev will not work alone. First you have to have Schiris, you have to rent off the Mokam from the guy. And then you can make an error between you.
Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Omer Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says like this, that the Maise once happened b'tzaduki yechud, with a tzaduki, shoye dari mona b'movi b'yushlayim, that used to live with us in a movi in Yerushalayim. Now a tzaduki, really he's a Jew, he's a Yisrael, just that they weren't makabo the Torah Shabbat here. So we look at like whether tzaduki has looked like a goy or not. And really, the Gemara says it was missing, that Tanakama holds that Tzaduki is like a goy, that it does not help the Bittur Rishus, but it only helps if you rent his Rishus from what we had before. Now, Rav Gamliel is arguing to say no. Rav Gamliel holds that a Tzaduki is not like a goy. And therefore, Tzaduki, he could be Mevatel his Rishus. That's this halacha. Again, that there was Jews living in the Mavui, and one Tzaduki. The Yom Lono Abba, our father, told us that Maru fast. In the case where this tzaduki before Shabbos was like Mevatel, gave up his rights to the Movi, to the other Jews, so they did not rent it from him, but the only is Mevatel is Rishus. So his father said, fast and take out the Kelim into the Movi, before this tzaduki decides to change his mind, and to be chazer on his bittel, and then he'll make it also, you can't carry there. But once we were machzik in the Mavui, then it does not help anymore for this tzaduki to be chayzer to retract from his bittel. So once he's mevatel to us and we were machzik there,
then we have right to use the Mavi. Reb Yehuda says, Veloshin Ach, a little different of Veloshin, that the father said, Maharu, fast, V'yasu Tzorchechem Mavi, do what you have to do in this Mavi, Achla Yoitzev Yeslechem, before the Tzduka comes and puts his things and makes it Osir. And the Gemara explains what Reb Yehuda means to say is, Reb Yehuda argues and says that Tzduki is like a guy and does not help a bit of Rishus. And therefore, what his father meant to say was, fast, use this mother, whatever you have to carry out things there, before the beginning of Shabbos. Because once it becomes the beginning of the Shabbos, since you did not rent the Rishus off this guy, off this Tzduki makes it Osir on you, and your Erev is no good. And what the Mishnah means, Achala Yoitzi, means before the end of Friday. Do what you have to do before the end of Friday, because then, as soon as it becomes the end of Friday, it becomes Shabbos, the Yasra Lechem, the Tzduki, will make it also on you to carry there. Mishnah Gimel. Anshei Chotzer Sheshoch HaChechot Nehem V'loi Erev. Let's see, you have a few people using this Chotzer. There are a few bottom houses opening up into the same Chotzer. So in order to carry out from the house into the Chotzer, you have to make an Erev Chatzeris. And let's say now one person forgot to make an Erev. And the Gemara said, Mishnah is talking about in the case now that this person that forgot to make the Erev, he was Mevatel his Rishus of his Chotzer to the other people. And he was not Mevatel the Rishus of his Bayis, only the Rishus of that he has in the Chotzer is Mevatel to the rest of the Bnei Chotzer. So therefore the Mishnah says, Beisei Osir, his house, it's also to carry out Milahachnis Umalahoitzi Loi Vilahem. Nobody's allowed to carry anything out from his house into the Chotzer, or from the Chotzer into the house. Like we just said, since he was not Mevatel his bias still belongs to him, and he was not Mishtatif with the Erev. Therefore, it's also for him or for anybody to carry out or in from his house into the Chotzer. But V'shelohem, what about the rest of the people in the Chotzer, their houses? Mutorim loy v'lohem, they, or else even this person, is allowed to carry out from their house into the Chotzer. Because this person does not aser on them, since he was mevatel his rishus and the chotzer to the other people. So therefore, the erev helps for the other ones. So everybody else in this chotzer is allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. What's going to be nosnu le rishuson? Let's say the other people in the chotzer, they were mevatel their rishus to this one person, even though they were rabbim, and this one person is only one that forgot to make the erev. Still, these other four or five people, they're mevatel, they're rishus in the chotzer to this one person. So lochar is hu mutter. He is now allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer, because the chotzer is only to him. But vehein asurin, they are also, they're not allowed to carry in or out from the houses into the chotzer. And they cannot even carry from his house into the chotzer. The Gemara explains, because we do not say like these four or five people should be an orich, should be a guest by this one person. So if only the one person himself is allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer, but nobody else is allowed to. What's going to be hoyishnayim? Let's say there were two people that forgot to make an erev in the chotzer, and the rest of the bnei chotzer made an erev together. What happened was now, they were mevatel their rishus to these two people. That's called hoyishnayim, and now the rest of the bnei chotzer were mevatel their rishus to these two people. So locher is oisim zelzer. Still they ask one of the other, because since these two people did not make an Erev, so it's not worse if they'll only be if as if it would only be these two people in the Chotzer. And if two people that share a Chotzer did not make an Erev, they can't carry out from their house into the Chotzer. So even though now you have four or five other people, and they are Mavatel, they're Rishus to these two people, but still the Maisi have these two people without an Erev, therefore there are Oisrim Zelzer. And the klal is sheikh or noisim rishus v'noisim rishus. If you want to give it to one person, you can mevatel all your rishus to one person, or one person can mevatel his rishus to other people. That's good, and therefore it's mutter to carry in the chotzer. But shnayim, when you have two people that have to mevatel their rishus, so locher is noisim rishus. Two people can mevatel their rishus to somebody else, and then somebody else is allowed to carry in this chotzer. But v'yein noitlin rishus. You have no way that other people should be mevatel their rishus in the chotzer to two people. But since it ends up that two people have a right to this chotzer, and these two people did not make an erev, one asks on the other, they cannot carry from the house into the chotzer. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet.
If a person wants to be mevatel his rishus, at what point does he have to be mevatel his rishus to make the other people mutter to carry? So Beis Shammai says, you have to be mevatel your rishus before Shabbos, because he holds bitter rishus is like an erev, it has to be done before the beginning of Shabbos. Beis Silu says, don't know, Mishech HaShech, you can mevatel your rishus even at night time, because he holds that a bitter rishus is not mitam erev. Stamalochi mevati rishus, like you're not there anymore. You misalik yourself. Therefore, you're allowed to misalik yourself even on Shabbos. Mi shenosan rishusoy v'hoitzi. Somebody is mevatel his rishus to the other people in the chotzer, and now v'hoitzi, he started to take out the kedler from his own house into the chotzer, meaning he was machzik in the chotzer now. So bein b'shoyvi, whether he did this by mistake, bein b'mezid, hareza oitzer. These words of Rabbi Meir. But if he went and was machzik back in his chotzer, he takes back what he gave away, and now it becomes also for them to carry out from the house into the chotzer. Even though he did it be shaygig, the Gemara says, because he's goyzer, shaygig got to mezid. Reb Yudah says, b'mezid ois ifi, went and put out his things from his house into the chotzer, b'mezid willingly, that means he's showing us he wants to be goyzer from his bittul, and then he makes it also. But b'shaygig did it by mistake. Then we say, Ein Oisir, does not ask on the other people, because that's not still, he was Chayzer from his bitlus, bitlus tilchal. And we pass him a kula, like Reb Yudah. Only the Mezid, it's also, but not Peshegeg.
Yeah, Mishnehei. Bal Habayis, Shor Yeshuta, Plashchenim. A Bala boss that was in partnership with his neighbors in the same Chotzer. Let's say with two houses or three houses open up into the same Chotzer. So normally you have to make an Erev Chatzeris. You have to collect some food from each one of the batim. But here, the Bala batim were a shutif, were partners, lezeb yayin, lezeb yayin. They both shared wine together. So, lochver is einim tzrich and lorav, they don't have to make another erev chatzeris. This wine that they own the shutfis, since both of them own it together, that is the erev. What's going to be lezeb yayin, lezeb shemin? One owns wine, one owns oil. Now, let's say there are three people here. And the middle one was a shutuf with the right one in wine, and there was a shutuf with the left one with oil. So locher is now, tzarich and lorav, they have to put an erev down to collect together, because since it's two separate minim, it's not mitzarev, it doesn't become like one. Rabbi Shimon says, echad zeh, v'echad zeh, einam tzarich and lorav. No, even though one with one person is a shutuf in wine, and the other one is a partner in oil, you do not have to have another erev. He holds, because since they have a shutfa, since they're partners together, that's enough for an erev. But Allah is not like Rav Shimon. Mishnah Vav. Chomesh chaburis sheshov subitrak lenechod. You have five chaburis, means like five families, that were living in one big palace, one big room. And they had divisions in between, like curtains in between. So Beis Shammai says, erev l'chol chabur v'chabura. Like each family has to have its own erev. If you want to be able to carry out now from the Trachten into the Chotzer, since there are five families living there, so it's still like five different houses, and you have to have a separate Erev from each one of them. Obey Silver Mesil says, no, Erev Echel Kulin. One Erev helps for everyone. It's still like all five are living together, and all you have to take is just one Erev from all of them to Mishtata for the rest of the people in the Chotzer. Omoidim, they both agree, Obey Silver agrees, Bizman Shemiksos and Shruyin Bechadorim, Oibalias, like Basil agrees, let's say his families are sleeping in different rooms, a real different room, not just on the curtain, or else Oibalias, one upstairs, one downstairs, Shein Tzrich and Erev Echol Chabur V'Chabur, then each family needs its own Chabura, that's considered a separate Durin. Mishneh Zayin, Ho'achin Hashutfin Shoy Oichlin Hashuchin Aviyim, two brothers, they were like Shutfin that used to eat together on the father's table. But the Yishan Bevetayim, each one had its own house in the Chotzer. They slept home in their separate houses in the Chotzer. So Lachar is Tzrichim Erev L'Cholechad V'Yechad. You have to collect an Erev from each one of these brothers since they sleep home. And the Gemara says really the case is they eat home also, just they get the money from the father. So they're called separate Diurin, and therefore the Yasser and the Chotzer. And therefore you have to make an Erev in order to be able to carry out from the houses into the Chotzer. The figure, therefore, im shochachachem em le'erev, let's say one of them forgot to make an erev before Shabbos, so mevatel es v'shus, he has a right to mevatel es v'shus
to the other brothers. Amosai, when do we say this? They have to make an Eruv. Bizman Shemalichan Eruvim Bemokamachar. If they are taking the Eruv now and putting it in another place, because they want to be mishtatif with the rest of the chutz and put the Eruv down in a different house, then you have to collect from the brothers. Av lemoy Eruv bu etzlon. Let's not forget, there are other peoples in the chutzar. They're bringing Eruv from their house into this house over here. Then you don't have to have a separate Eruv. It's enough one for all the brothers. Oy shein yimoyim v'yurim b'chutzar. Nobody else lives in the chutzar. Just the brothers and the father. And it's Zvichon Erev, then you do not have to have an Erev. There's nobody else there, just they themselves. Since the Maisa, it's one family, and they get their money from the father, that is Mitzarev them together. And so when you have other people here, so the Gemara says a Svar v'Nigu. Nigu that the other people Aser on them, they also Aser one on the other. Yeah, Mishneches. Chomesh Chatzeres Psuches Zulezu. Of Psuches L'movim. You have five different Chotzes, one after another. Again, a chutz is used at the yard that houses open up into. And these chatserim were had a door one to the other. And there also had another door opening in the front of it into the alleyway, into the movi. The law goes like this. Let's say they only collected an Erev for the chatseris, but they did not make a shtufim mivoyis to be able to carry out from the chutz into the movi. The law is mutar b'chatseris, v'yasurim b'movi, and echanami. In order to be able to carry in the movi, you have to have an eruv shtuf in the voice. So even though here they have an eruv chatzeres, that's only matter them to carry into that from the house into the chotzer, but not from the chotzer into the movi. That's going to be the nishtat for the movi. Let's say they made a shtuf in the voice, they collected together. Then the loch is motorim kan v'kan. They're allowed to carry even in the chotzer. So Gemara has a fastiri here. It's smash from a shtuf in the voice alone is enough without an eruv chatzeres. And we just said before you have to have both. The more answer the Gersa should have been Vim Nishtatfu Nami Bemovi. If you did both, you had an Erev Chatzeris with a Shtufa Mevois, then you would turn to carry out from your house into the Chotzer, into the Movi, into the alleyway. What's going to be Erev Chatzeris? They collected an Erev for the Chatzeris together, and also Vim Nishtatfu Bemovi, they collected another Shituf, and they put it down in the Chotzer in order to be able to carry out from the Chotzer into the Movi. Now, Vishachachachem Bevnei Chotzer. One of the people living in the chotzer forgot and did not make an error, not mishtat of an error chatzeris. Loch was still mekorn lekan lekan. Since there's a shtuf in the voice here, there's still all a lot of carry one to the other. What's going to be the opposite of the movi when mishtat? For one of the people in the movi forgot, one of the chatzerim like forgot the mishtat in the shtuf in the voice. So loch is then mutorn bechatzeris. There are a lot of carry out from the chotzer because they have a move of chatzeris over here. But the Asurim B'movi, they're all not allowed to carry out into the from the Chotzer into the Movi, since you have one that asks, one did not mishtatif in that Shtuf in the voice. And the cloud is, Sheham Movi L'Chatzerus, because the Movi is to the Chotzer, the same way like a Chotzer L'Batim, like a Chotzer is to the Batim, that the Yasa one on the other, so the Movi also the Yasa one on the other. If one forgot to make the Shtuf in the voice, it becomes also. In other words, the cloud is like this, that when you have, usually you have a house, and a few houses open up to the same chotzer. So in order to carry from the house into the chotzer, you have to have an eruv chatzeris. And then to carry out from the chotzer into the mavui, you have to have a shtuf from a voyage to collect together food and put it into one of the chatzerim. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.